Hello, folks. This is Joe Emerson. That's my theme song. Now it's hymn time.
God understands your longing, your deepest grief.
Popular gospel song opens hymn time today, Wonderful Words of Life. Both the words and music are by P.P. Bliss. Singer, composer, author, and publisher, Philip Paul Bliss not only succeeded in these pursuits, but was an accomplished speaker as well. One time he said to a group of ministers in talking of church singing, "There is a deal of mighty fine talking, a few earnest prayers, but very little hearty singing. Why is it that so few congregations really sing? Wouldn't it improve their voices and hearts too?" Well, Mr. Bliss, we'll quit our deal of talking and go to singing Wonderful Words of Life.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Here is a beautiful prayer hymn. It appeared in the Boston Transcript in 1875, signed B.T. These initials stood for Bradford Torrey. The tune used is a Dolomite chant, an old Austrian melody. Truly a classic hymn, this, "Not So in Haste, My Heart."
Not so in haste, my heart. Have faith in God and wait. Although he linger long, he never comes too late. He never cometh late. He knoweth what is best. Vex not thyself in vain until he cometh rest. Until he cometh rest, Lord, grudge thee hours that roam, the feet that wait for God are soonest at the
A songbook that I prize deeply is an especially bound copy of Gems of Love, given to me by my good friend, the late Professor E.C. Dees of Chicago. Not only was he the publisher, but in the book are several examples of his talent as author and composer. The one I have chosen now starts out, "I'm traveling up to glory on my journey home." Professor Dees is in glory now. Do you think he hears this song of his?
I am traveling up to glory on my journey home, on my journey home, where I'll sing redemption's story. I'm on my journey home, so I go singing, praying, watching and meditating on the life to come. I'm living here, but I'm not of this world. I'm on my journey home. I can feel my burdens grow lighter on my journey home, on my journey home. On before the pathway grows brighter, I'm on my journey home. So I go singing, praying, watching and meditating on the life to come. I'm living here, but I'm not of this world. I'm on my journey.
If you were asked to name America's most popular gospel song, you'd take my advice and say The Old Rugged Cross. The Reverend George Bernard wrote both the words and music. George Sandville, in his 40 gospel hymn stories, says of it, "It is the epitome of the gospel in song. It is in the world of gospel song what John 3:16 is in gospel doctrine, the heart of it." Join me in this grand song, will you?
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
What do you think of having a hymn sing in your home every Sunday, long about twilight? Dig out those old tunes that you sang as a child with your mother playing the organ. You'd enjoy it, and I think it would be a good example for your young folks. This is Joe Emerson. Goodbye.
God understands.